just referred, or it was referred to dependent co-origination as Dhamma, but also the unoriginated and unconditioned is Dhamma.
Mm-hmm.
So on one hand we have the how things originate and cause and effect are Dhamma, and then there's the unoriginated, which is Dhamma. Could you maybe say that?
Yeah, well spotted. There's a particular place where the Buddha says, one who sees dependent origination sees the Dhamma, one who sees the Dhamma sees dependent origination. So part of the dependent origination is dependent cessation. So paticca nirodha. And so when the dukkha has ended, what is realized is the unconditioned. That's in the southern Buddhist world, that's taken as synonymous. So that dukkha nirodha equals the realization of the unconditioned.
Seems there's a cause leading to that cessation.
Yes, yeah. Well, the Pali Canon is not entirely consistent. You have different expressions used at different times, different situations, and so in that particular occasion, the Buddha said, if you understand dependent origination and dependent cessation, then you understand the Dhamma. He was probably referring to, I wouldn't want to second-guess the Buddha, but referring to those aspects of reality that comprehension applies to. Yeah, conceptual understanding. Conceptual understanding doesn't really apply to the unconditioned, because it's unimaginable, unformed, unconditioned, uncreated, unimaginable, as Lumpur Sumato has been highlighting the image, but you can't create an image of it. It's inconceivable, so beyond conception, so that in terms of saying, if you understand the Dhamma, you understand the dependent origination, it's like particularly the conceivable aspects of the Dhamma teaching, rather than Dhamma as the paramattha satya, the ultimate reality. That makes sense?
So ultimate and relative expression of Dhamma?
Yeah, the word Dhamma is taken to refer to both the conventional reality, samuti satya, and also paramattha satya, ultimate reality. You use the same word. Let's also use the word reality in English for both the reality that today is Sunday, January the 19th, and the ultimate reality of, no, it's not. the days are a human conceptual creation, and giving them names and numbers, these are human creations. But we can use the word reality to refer both to the conventional and the ultimate.